This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد my brothers and sisters we were talking about the importance of taqwa and I explained to you what taqwa really is that it's not fear of Allah but it's fear of offending and displeasing the one we love the most. Now, therefore, taqwa is a combination of khashyatullah and hubbullah. The khashyat of Allah, which is the feeling of awe and majesty and the fear, which in this case is a positive element. It's not fear as in hating something and running away from it. But it's fear as in something which is akin to fear, but it's not fear in the negative sense. It's a fear in a positive sense because we are in the presence of our Creator who has no partners, who is unique. We have the sense of His awe and majesty in our hearts. That is the meaning of khashyatullah. And the second component of taqwa is hubbullah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how do we develop these two things? Because unless we develop these two things, we will not have taqwa. When these two things are developed and they are contained together, we have taqwa. And this taqwa then leads us to make the right choices in life, which lead to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, let us see how do you develop the khashyat of Allah. The way to develop the khashyat of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, is in two ways. One is to read His kalam. To read His kalam. To see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Himself. To see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced Himself to us in His kalam. And also to see how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced Himself in the ayat al-kursi, which is considered to be the most, the heaviest, the most significant, the most great, the greatest ayat of the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced Himself to us through Ayat al-Kursi. Now, when we read this, the important thing is this, which is remember to focus on your heart when you read the Ayat of Allah and when you see His signs in the creation. We will come to that in a minute. So it's not just a matter of simply reading it or even a matter of reading its meaning or getting into, for example, you have people who talk about the number of times this letter appears in the Ayat al-Kursi and number of times this happens, that happens, all issues of linguistic complexities, all of which is fine as a study. But I'm saying, here I'm talking about developing khashyatullah in our hearts. So when we read Ayat al-Kursi, when we read, for example, the last ayat of Surah al-Hashr, when you read Surah al-Ikhlas, when you read the other places, sometimes it's not even a surah or it's not a long ayat, it is simply just the mention, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ خَدِيرٌ. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the opening ayat of Surah al-Mulk, right, that all glory and majesty and buzuruki and paki is for the one in whose hand is all of creation. Bi yadihi al-mulk. Wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. And He has control over every single thing. Now the key is when you read this, we need to reflect and go into our heart and say, what is happening to my heart when I read this about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now, what is my dalil for saying that anything at all should happen to your heart? It is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us innamal mu'minuna alladhina idha dhukirallahu wajilat qulubuhum wa idha tuliyat alayhim ayatuhu zadatuhum imana wa ala rabbihim yatawakkalun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily and truly the believers are those, the mu'mineen are those, who when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned before them and when they recite his ayat, they see his signs in creation, wajilat qulubuhum. When Allah is mentioned before them, their hearts shiver with the awe and majesty and khashyat of Allah. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. When the ayat of Allah are recited for them, when they read the Quran, when they listen to the Quran, and when they see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in creation, their iman increases, and the result of that is وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. We'll come to tawakkul in a while. But here, the dalil is that the dalil that something must happen to my heart, the dalil that I must focus on my heart, is from the Quran Suratul Anfal. I have ayah number 2. I have mentioned and given you the dalil. So when you read Ayat al-Kursi, when you read the ayat of the glory and magnificence of Allah, then look at your heart and say, what is happening to my heart? Right? Extremely important for us. So focus on the heart. When you are reading it, ask yourself, is anything happening to me? Do I feel anything in my heart? And when you look at the ayat of Allah around you, one of the greatest ayat of Allah, we cannot see it with our naked eyes. You can only see it under an electron microscope. But we have been experiencing that ayat of Allah, and that is COVID-19, the virus. This is one of the ayat of Allah. This is one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to us like a hammer blow on our heads, to knock some sense into us and to destroy the pedestal that on which we were standing, our pedestal of greed, our pedestal of arrogance, our pedestal of faith in money and in political power and in weapons and all kinds of stuff. Instead of having the humility to bow and prostrate, to make sajda and ruku and salah before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of having the humility to accept and understand that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us an extremely strong message. We ask Allah to save us from our own foolishness. So the point I want to make for you is that let us focus on these two things. Read the Quran and see and ask yourself, what is the effect of the Quran on my heart? Look for the effect. And then look around you and see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is around you. We were going through the winter in February, we had temperatures of -17. With about 18 inches of snow. And in all of that, there was these little birds who were flying around, and they were coming to them. I had put out some seed in the bird feeder. They would come to the bird feeder. They would eat. Not affected by, you would expect them to sort of turn into little icicles and drop down. No. Their Rabb Jalla Jalalu who protects them. Their feathers, Allah has given them the ability to insulate them against the vagaries and the difficulties of the weather. I can go on endlessly with that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to leave you to look around and ask yourself this question and say, this is my Rabb. This is my Allah. This is the one I worship. So what kind of feeling must this produce in my heart? It must produce a feeling of great joy and great thankfulness and say, Alhamdulillah, 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 Allah, you allowed me to worship you instead of worshipping something which is creation. Something instead of a created thing, you made me and you gave me the tawfiq to worship you as the creator. This is how we develop khashyat of Allah. By focusing and concentrating on the ayat of Allah, and the creation around us, and then looking at the heart and saying, what is happening to my heart? وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.